It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Good morning. We got some special guests with us up in here this morning, JW.
Got some game wardens, Texas Wildlife, and we got
the game warden.
Yeah, the.
How many game wardens are in our area?
We got three in Bowie County now.
Three in Bowie County.
Let me introduce them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jody Sellers. We got three right here, but one Cass.
Yes, I'm Cass County.
Jody Sellers, Sean Hervey, and Matt Hill.
All right. So there's three in Bowie. How many you got in Cass?
Two in Cass County.
Two in Cass County. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So let's go ahead and get right to this. This is because you guys said that the phone's just going to go crazy when we bring it up. Hog hunting.
Hog problem.
It's a hog problem.
Yeah, there is.
Y'all kind of lean into that. I'm sorry, man. We're doing the best we can here.
What is the law when it comes to hunting wild hogs?
Well, hunting hogs, the state does no longer require you to have a hunting license unless you're hunting on private property or a high fence ranch public or something. Public property. Can't be, like, if you're going on core land, mm-hmm. if you're going to hunt on core mm-hmm. land, you have to have a hunting license, hunter's education. But if you're hunting at back of Uncle Bob's property, right. you don't need any type of
because Uncle Bob
license.
Wants you to get rid of them.
Yes, yeah, I mean, okay. they're an absolute nuisance.
Yeah.
They need to be eradicated.
I mean, it's more than I can ever remember.
Is there a lot of cases of people going, hey, come on and hunt on my land to get
yes.
rid of these things?
Yes.
Yes. yes. Mm-hmm. That's the high fence where, like, a lot of people with the high fence,
right.
they'll actually buy hogs and put them on the fence and then sell those hunts to people not from around here, and they'll come and they'll pay them money.
I got,
them.
Yeah.
This turned into a business, like anything. yeah. Hunting is a business nowadays. The hog problem has just created another opportunity for some landowners, like Jody's talking about, to high fence their property and right. sell hunts.
I got
now your ranchers and your farmers and people like that, they want the hogs gone.
Gone.
Yeah. Gone. And that's where the major nuisance is to the farmers, just destroying their crops and their land and stuff like that, and it's contaminating the water sources for their cattle. So they are a nuisance. It's a double-edged sword. It's another opportunity for people to hunt animals, but then again, it's coming with a price of the damage to the property and the land and the nuisance.
Yeah, it really yeah. is. And you were saying, Matt, about Cass County.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, we got a hunt coming up with the Cullen Baker Festival.
Yes, March 6th through the 8th, we're going to be having Cullen Bakers doing their very first actual hog hunt that they've ever started. Now, I believe it's going to be the heaviest of five pigs that they kill. Now, there are some rules and restrictions, and they'll be putting that information out. But
and Miss Ann will make sure to get it up on the website, yeah. too, with this story. Okay. She'll hunt that out.
Now, the Cullen Baker, I believe it's going to be the heaviest of five. First place gets half of the pool of the money, the entry fees. But with that, it's going to be treated like a bass tournament. Some of these big bass tournaments that require you to take a polygraph. They want to make sure that you're not keeping these hogs, fattening them up, and then
have it
bringing
frozen,
them out there and
thawing
saying, yeah,
out there.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, we got you.
And then, of course, Cass County is going to be putting a bounty on hogs starting September 1st.
This
November
is kind
18th.
Of exciting.
Yeah, yeah, and it's $5 a tail. And it's open to anybody in Cass County. And so we're trying to get rid of the hog problem. We have a real bad hog problem. It's kind of dampened some of the deer hunting this past season. People are putting out corn. They're setting up their food plots. These hogs are coming through and completely destroy it. Matter of fact, some of the largest deer that were harvested was harvested on public land because people weren't throwing any hog, any hog bait out there.
Right,
you
know? That's right. Hogs all up.
There was many landowners that were complaining that they were seeing deer right before season, and then the hogs came through, and all they did was fed hogs all season.
And y'all were talking a little bit about a while ago before we went on the air here about the other problem with the other wild animals out there, like coyotes and things like that.
Well, what about coyotes if you shoot a coyote?
You don't even have to have a hunt license nowadays to kill coyotes on your own property.
Private property, private land.
How big a problem is coyotes?
Coyotes aren't that big of a problem. They just seem to capture the headlines here mm-hmm. lately.
Yeah.
There's coyotes right here in Texarkana. I mean, you'll see them around Texas High. You'll hear them. They're essentially a dog. So they go to wherever there's a food source, and that's just kind of what we see. You're not going to see packs of coyotes roaming around. I mean, the most you'll see.
Now, we got one. He just comes.
Yeah, that's how it is. And, you know, they're more afraid of you than you are of it. I mean, it's just, they're a wild animal and they're not going to come up to you, but they will come up and eat cat food or eat dog food that you leave out. You know, when you leave food out for a stray animal, you got to remember what else you're feeding also.
Yeah, stray animals.
Yeah.
So, hey, you guys are going to hang around with us a little while. I don't think anybody's out there illegal hunting, fishing. Nah. It's raining.
Wrong time of year.
So we'll be right back with you. 103.9985, mypigradio.com. It's a family tradition. And for so many hunting and outdoors around here, it is a family tradition. And, mm-hmm. and sure. You guys got some great educational programs, not just for hunting and shooting, but all across it. And you do so much more than just hog hunting and deer hunting.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. We're about to warm up here soon and get into the water time and fishing and things like that, water safety.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys wish we had a bigger lake around here so you could get one of them really cool... really cool boats that the Parks and Wildlife got out there, you know?
Well, we have a big lake. It's just full of stumps.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Just got to be careful where you go.
Right.
Know the river, know the channel.
Absolutely.
But, you know, believe it or not, we do have quite a bit of water. You can get lost very quickly up on the Sulphur River. And all that's in Cass County, all the way up from the spillway over to Highway 67.
Y'all have searches quite often.
Yeah.
Very frequently.
Somebody, very frequently, yeah. So tell us, what do you deal with more than anything around our area?
In this area right here, you can break it down by county in this area. I'm the supervisor over eight of them. So in Bowie County, our big thing here is going to be your fishing. Your hunting's not that big anymore in Bowie County, but your fishing and your water safety is our primary focus here. Now, you move to Red River County where Jody is, it goes back to a real rural environment, and it's hunting. Same thing when you get down where Matt is. It's going to be an even split for Matt between the water and the hunting. So it varies on where you're at. I mean, we got game wardens in Dallas. Their main focus is water safety. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just basically where your duty station is dictates what we do.
Right. I got you. So now we were talking about, crap, is it Texas law? What is it? Lone Star Law?
Lone Star Law.
Lone Star Law. TV star over there looking. He's trying to act like he. Tell us, you Jody, you said that they were doing some filming not long ago.
It was
over in Red River County.
It was right when it was probably 3 or 4 months ago, maybe a little longer, and they came down and rode around with me and my partner all night, and we got into some stuff. So maybe that'll air. They have so much footage.
Can we say what it is?
It was night hunters. Yeah.
Night hunters. So okay.
But as we move along though, and get into this water season, was what I call it, because spring and summer, whatever, you get into water season, you get into fishing, you get anything out on the water. What is it you want people out there to remember the most when it turned to that?
Life jackets.
Yeah, most important thing, water. People don't realize that fishing and boating and recreating is actually a very dangerous sport. I mean, it's more dangerous than, I believe, boxing, race car driving, all those combined. It people drown constantly all across America, and what we're trying to focus on is not having any fatalities. That would be great, not to have any fatalities. One thing that'll save a lot of people is making sure that you have enough life jackets, and although it's not required for... You know, adults, we recommend that everybody wears a life jacket when they're out in their boat fishing, stuff like that. But if you have most of your safety equipment, it'd be your life jackets for everybody on board, your Type 4 throwables, a little seat cushion if your boat's over 16 feet, horn whistle, fire extinguisher, because you never know what might happen when you're on the water.
Right.
And so we just want everybody to be safe.
Tell us about what you were saying about the lanyards now.
Yeah, oh, yes, sir. Law that passed a little bit last year, I believe, last session. And it's now required if your boat has a safety lanyard, or kill switch as it is known, it needs to be on the boat operator when the motor's running and the boat is underway. So if they're pulling up to their favorite spot, they stop, they get out of the boat, and they want to get on a trolling motor, and the big motor's not running, they don't need to have the lanyard on them. Obviously, the motor's not running. But if they're firing their motor up and they're going on a boat lane, or if they're going one side of the lake to the other, the law is now that they have to have the lanyard attached to them. So for whatever reason, if they get ejected, the motor will cut off, and you know they won't get hit by the propeller.
Of course, you said if it's an older
Now if it's an older motor, no one has to retrofit an engine to try to get a kill switch put on it.
Might be smart to try to do that.
But it's
not going to be the law.
As we roll along in the future, that will when you get a newer boat or whatever.
If the propeller's turning, put your lanyard on.
Safety first always.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Because you know what we do.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Sometimes. Let me get around to it. What are some cases that with the Texas law or Lone Star law that have come across and they're like, all right, we're just not going to put it on there? Outtakes, that kind of thing that was just...
They film with me a lot before I promoted.
Right.
And you've got to understand, they're not broadcasting this to an audience in Texas. They're broadcasting this to an audience around the United States
everywhere.
And across the world.
Uh-huh.
I've got friends that live in Switzerland and Germany, and they've sent me screenshots of me on their TV over there. And it was kind of funny.
Little subtitles with what I'm saying
in German or whatever language it is.
That's got to be hilarious.
It seems like here in Texas, if we deal with anything that has to do with narcotics, such as, I'm saying narcotics that cover a broad term.
Well, I imagine you run into meth cookers out in the woods all the time.
You run into all kinds of drugs, from marijuana to your hard drugs as meth, cocaine, the whole nine yards. We noticed right off the bat when we were filming with them if it was something to do with marijuana, because marijuana is a hot topic in the United States right now.
Hold on. We're going to pick up with this right there. Just... makes me go 6 minutes at a time. I'm sorry. JW, this is news.
Okay.
Just deleted what you said.
That's fine.
No,
he didn't.
Most people do that when I quit talking anyhow.
No, he did not.
I saw the trash can.
He was deleting my song.
21. Yeah, liners.
Liners.
All right, this will be at 8:20. This will just be between two songs. Susie Boga, Someday Soon. So we were talking about, Captain?
Yes, sir.
Hervey.
Well, we'd gotten into the drugs, and he was about to say marijuana is a hot topic.
Yeah.
Well, okay, go ahead.
It's a hot topic, especially right here. I mean, we're bordered by two states that have legalized it, Arkansas and Oklahoma. And Texas.
It's legal in Oklahoma now?
They have dispensaries in Oklahoma.
I didn't know that.
When I drove through there not too long ago, I was seeing them. I was like, I didn't know that. But they're there. So it's a hot topic all across the country. And it was funny that when we were dealing with people with marijuana, just because of the hot topic across the country, that would not be aired. Because it was
really?
A controversy. And they don't want controversy. So it's kind of interesting. It's a show about law enforcement and what we do. But yet, it's not going to show.
We're not going to cover all the laws.
Yes.
They're wanting to deal with wildlife.
Wildlife. And that's what the whole show is geared towards, wildlife.
Sure, sure.
And, it's interesting, especially in this part of the state. We deal with all kinds of stuff. And, it's sad to say, but a lot of our cases, we'll start into a wildlife case. And by the time we're done with it, we're into a meth case.
Mm-hmm.
Or another kind of drug case. Mm-hmm. It just goes with the territory. So...
Well, that's something. JW, do you fish?
Sometimes. I used to fish a lot, but life has gotten in the way.
I'm curious. I'm just thinking of trying to think of some things that people might want to know here in town, like fishing at Spring Lake Park.
You actually got to have a fishing license.
Do have to have a fishing license?
Public water.
Any public water.
And if your child's under 17, they do not.
All right, so if your child's under 17.
No fishing license.
So if you go out there with your kid.
16.
If you go out there with your 7-year-old little granddaughter and her frozen fishing pole,
mm-hmm.
I need a license, right?
Well,
we're not
going to make an issue out of that. We sit back and watch. A lot of people look at us like we're crazy because you'll see us sitting off in the distance with binoculars watching.
Now, if I push the little girl down and reel it in myself.
Then you're going to need a license. But if you're merely just assisting a child and teaching them, that's what we want you to do. We want you to get your kids involved in the outdoors.
Right.
So as long as you're not just using the kid as a prop for you to go fishing for free, then we're not going to say anything to you about that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I used to go down to Bringle Lake all the time from the shore,
yep. mm-hmm.
and just watch my kids fish or whatever, and I'd get their thing untangled when they got it in the tree and all that.
That's what we're good for, yeah.
Well, this is what a lot of people tell me. They're like, I only fish once a year, and I'm not going to buy the whole fishing license for once a year. It's a lot cheaper to go buy the one-day license than it is to pay the no
it's
fishing.
It's not much
license
more to just get a fishing license for a year.
Not for a resident, but you can go get a one-day fishing license, and that'll cover you. If you're just going to fish that one day, just go get that one day. And you can buy it from your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. All right, so listen, we got you guys up here, and we know how intelligent you have to be a game warden.
Oh, so, my gosh. What do you got? What game you got?
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I'll just warn you. Sometimes these are easy and sometimes they're not.
Yeah, hey, you'd be surprised what these fifth graders know.
They're pretty smart.
Or what they're supposed to know.
They beat me sometimes.
So hang around with us. We're going to play a game coming up, all right?
All right.
it's Willie.
Willie?
Yeah, it's Weed in the Woods, you know.
All right.
I need more of you, Bellamy Brothers. Okay. We were going to play a game, but...
Well, we'll play it in a minute. We'll play
something
it
has come up God. Since then. Yeah, see what you
we'll
got
play
in
the game.
Let's do it, huh? Oh,
next break. We'll play the game next
yeah,
break.
Yeah, we'll play a game next break. J.W.?
Now, you say that you and another guy were out one time. You ran into...
Is this Morris County?
This was in Morris County.
You thought you ran into a few plants.
Yeah, it was on the Bowie County, Morris County line. We were talking about marijuana. So, anyhow, Billy Dodd is a retired game warden. He's retired out of Morris County, but when he was working, it was back in 2007, we got a call of marijuana uh-huh. on the management area.
Right.
And so we went to go find it. And you got to understand, the management area is a vast area. Mm. And we separate, and we're walking through the woods. Well, Billy finds it. He calls me on my cell phone, and I said, you know, how big is it? He goes, well, I can see like five plants. And I was like, okay. I said, oh, where are you at? Not a lot to it. He starts laughing because this is – you got to remember, this is before GPS and – before cell phones that could tell you which way to turn.
Right, where are you?
Yeah, he starts laughing because he don't know where I'm at. I don't know where he's at. And we decide he's going to shoot up in the air. So I'll know where he's at from the sound, which is very common.
Sure.
And when he shoots, he wasn't but about 200 yards from me. And I can hear all you know what break loose. He's screaming. He's yelling. Got here yelling, get on the ground, get on the ground. I was like, oh, God, there was somebody there. So I take off running, and it wasn't 20 yards through the brush till I hit a marijuana field. And I'm running like 200 yards to this marijuana field. I was like, this is a lot for five plants. And go all the way through the field to get to Billy on the other side. And there was a ground bunker built into the ground. And they had a field there. They had another one down on the river. But it was like 2,000 plants in that location and 3,000 or 4,000 in the other location. And it was on public land. And it was a cartel grow, is what it was. It was cheaper for them to come up here and risk growing it versus
trying to ship it up here. So cartel is far north as Morris Bowie County line. Yes. I mean, growing marijuana.
Growing marijuana. Yes, sir. I mean, it opened our eyes because in this day and time, all we dealt with was hunting, fishing mostly, and we hadn't seen this before.
And that really opens my eyes to what you got. I mean, to just how much you're dealing with, because if that's the case, I mean, if they're coming up here and growing it in the woods out on public property,
and everybody,
you guys more than likely a lot of times are going to be the first ones to engage.
Yeah, and we find it by accident. The real funny story in this thing was everybody will know where this location is. When you're going down I-30 and you cross the Sulphur River uh-huh. going into Morris County, there's a turnaround.
Uh-huh.
And if you remember back when they used to do a lot of drug interdiction on the interstate, there always used to be a Morris County deputy sitting there with a canine officer.
Yep.
We found 500 pounds of processed marijuana stashed in the woods right there waiting to be picked up that was from this marijuana grow.
Oh, okay.
What kind of job was that canine doing?
I mean, it was just funny. We got a big laugh out of that because it was funny. And, we talked to the officer because my dog always acted funny when I was over there, but I'd have never thought they were growing it less than a couple hundred yards through the woods from me.
The canine was trying to tell him.
And imagine the frustration in that dog.
Really?
The training I've been through.
I'm telling you.
Got to sleep in a crate.
But it's... That just shows that, you know, we set out to do our job and we end up over in another area.
Yeah, and something else. And it can just turn into something that quick.
Too. Oh, yeah, that fast.
All right, now we'll get back to our guy. I just wanted to share that story, but we're going to play a game that's coming up here on 1039mypigradio.com.
On the Arkansas side?
Yeah,
we just had to keep putting this game off, guys. 1039mypigradio.com. No, because we keep coming up with all these great stories.
Talking about Bear in Cass County was making big news.
And Jody says if somebody, or like a bear showed up in your yard, and I guess it was black bear.
There's a difference. You can protect yourself and protect your family, but if old Joe Smo would have just walked out and saw the bear,
hey, look, bear, pow.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that'd been jail time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of charge? I mean, what would that bring?
I'd protect the species. Yeah.
Some places up in Arkansas have bear season.
Yeah.
You're gonna have them. They have a 90-mile radius that they roam, and a juvenile bear, which we have a breeding population in Arkansas and Oklahoma. So the juvenile bears, especially the male side of that, gets run out because they're not the dominant bear. Well, they have to go somewhere. So they follow water. Where they follow? They follow the Red River. Red River comes right down this way, hits the sulfur, it branches off. That's how the one ended up at Lake Wright Patman. Mm-hmm. It wasn't released by the state of Texas, which was the big rumor mill. We haven't released any bears in East Texas. It naturally migrated to an area to where it was the dominant male. And, of course, we don't have any bears, so it was the dominant male here.
Yeah, he didn't have to fight nobody. I'm staying here, too.
Yeah, it's it's just, like, we use highways to travel. They're going to use waterways. Yeah. They're going to stay near the water. And it's not unusual to see one. We've had several in Red River County, some in northern Bowie County. Now we have the one in Cass County.
As you mentioned, we had that one in Arkansas.
So we had one on Arkansas several years ago, and I had to eat crow on that one. I actually had somebody call me and tell me there was a bear in their backyard.
I didn't believe them,
because I've never seen a bear in this country.
There ain't no bear out there.
I learned the hard way. I ate crow on that one. And, you know, that was quite interesting. But they're here. They're going to show up, and, you know, hey, it's part of it. So
I was up in Nevada County as a kid, grew up hunting. Mm. Had a 12-gauge on my shoulder and come around the corner and seen a black bear and took off running. Shotgun on my shoulder. My granddad, he gave me grief over that for a long, long time. But, yeah, they're out there.
They're out there. Well, I'd like to know is...
I mean, it didn't chase me. It wasn't nothing like that, you know.
Y'all probably don't know what happened to it, but there used to be at least one, if not a family, of red foxes... You know where Nukes is right now, or in that area?
I thought you were supposed to say something about a Black Panther.
No. I wasn't going to say. There was at least one, if not a family, of red foxes in. It used to be wooded where Nukes, I think, is now or whatever. And you'd see that red fox come out every once in a while. And then they cleared that land. I just wonder whatever happened to that red fox.
It moved. Listen, what'd you say about a mountain lion?
Oh, yeah. We got mountain lions around here. That's common. But they're like any other type of wild animal. They're going to try to hide.
It ain't. We don't have, like, hordes of them.
No.
It's the same story as the bears.
Yeah.
There is populations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, and the juvenile males get pushed out. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking miles and miles of a range from home, 90 to 120 miles these animals will roam. So... there's always the possibility of something showing up. I mean, I got a call one morning of a Bengal tiger on I-30. And I thought
It was true?
Yeah.
True.
It was true. I told the dispatcher, I said, if you're lying to me and I go out here and it's a kitty cat, I'm coming straight to Bi-State. And she goes, no, there's a tiger on interstate. And so I get dressed and respond out there. And sure enough, there's a Bengal tiger on the side of interstate.
Captain Hervey, what do you do?
We got it in the back of a Hooks patrol car, actually. It was a little one.
Well, so you were like, just here, keep
it. No, it was tame. It was tame. It had been hand-raised. It was tame.
Open a can of tuna? I mean, what do you do?
We get it in the back of a patrol car in the cage and get it to Hooks and get it locked in the fire station and start trying to figure out where this Bengal tiger came from. And where it came
when
from.
When did this happen?
This was
About 10, 15 years ago,
yeah. And, we called a tiger rescue in Dallas trying to get rid of this thing because we don't have anywhere to keep it. And they were like, oh, that's ours. We went and rescued one up in Arkansas, and it was in a dog crate. It was in a dog crate in the bed of the truck, and I guess the guy had slowed down on the interstate or stopped for something, and the crate come open, and the cat just jumped out being a cat. And, you know, I mean, it was – you cannot make this stuff up.
No, you can't. No, you couldn't. No. I mean, you could, but I –
but it was – I mean, it was – just,
the truth is always funnier. Yeah,
the stuff we run into. I mean, it's just...
We go from...
Weirdest thing, Jody.
Weirdest thing?
Well, somebody said
that's very.
In what category would you like me to go into? Parks and wildlife?
No, just what Jody thinks is the weirdest. What's the weirdest thing I ever run into?
Yeah.
Why don't you switch
to no. No.
Questions at Jody.
Well, I got called because the guy was saying he was seeing monkeys in his tree. So they call us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know good and well there's no monkeys in that tree. And I get there, and it's near the lake, so I feel better about this. And this guy, he's been on a three-day binger, as much meth as he can get a hold of. And
monkeys,
he's like,
everywhere.
Monkeys in the tree. And he's like, look, right there, there's a monkey in the tree. And I'm sitting there, and this guy's sitting there eating air biscuits, you know. And he's like, what are we going to do about that monkey? And I said, you mean shoot it? And he was like, no, don't shoot the monkey. I was like, no, I'm going to shoot it. And he was like, oh, I won't call you back. Go back, leave the monkey alone. So I said, all right. And he never called back.
At least he didn't say he went out there and there was actual monkeys in the tree, as in the Bengal Tiger.
That would have been a cooler story.
It would have been.
Hey, yeah, we got monkeys at the lake.
Yeah.
ZZ Bird, Jerry Reed on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. All right, guys.
We've had a blast with everybody this morning. Our game wardens, local game wardens, protecting, serving, not just us, but also the wildlife.
I mean, there's a lot into the conservation that you guys do and educate. I know you're at area schools all the time and spreading that education. So, with you being at area schools all the time, education, 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 we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? All right. What are y'all looking at each other for?
Well, it's going to be a collaborated effort.
All right, yeah, y'all go together. JW, you're taking on all three.
Okay.
All right, so we'll just put GW and JW. All right. Question number one. Guys, these are all from standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S. Get 4 out of 5 correct, or at summer school.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Which of the following is actually two words? A, firefighter, B, firewood, or C, fire drill? No cheating over there on the cell phone.
Fire drill.
Yeah, fire drill.
Yep.
JW?
That's what I say.
All right, both of them. Everybody got a point. Fire drill. That's two words. What is... Oh, no. JW's going to love this. What is 8 times 4 divided by 2?
8 times 4 divided by 2? We got to go with...
A is 16, B is 32, or C, 12.
8 times 4 is 24. Minus how much?
Divided by 2.
Divided by 2.
24 divided by 2.
It'd be 12. 12.
Is that one of the...
24 divided by 2 is going to be 12. It's going to be, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
What?
That's the order
please
of operation.
Excuse.
Yeah, the order of operation for any mathematical problem. Parentheses, exclamation points, multiply, divide, add, subtract. Please excuse
whatever
my dear
said.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
All right, so what's your answer?
So what was it again? Eight times.
He's the math guy, though.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
8 times 4 divided by 2.
8 times 4 is what?
Come on, John.
32.
I got it already. Yeah.
Well, then tell the answer.
Yeah. 16.
Yes.
Yeah.
16.
It'd have to be 16.
Okay. I'm terrible at math.
His daddy has
a
PhD in math.
All right, then.
We're doing quite well here.
I'm terrible. you felt good about it, too.
Yeah, I was comfortable
like,
about it.
Math, I got this. All right, if I say, this story is about friendship, I am referring to A, the plot, B, the setting, or C, the theme.
B, the plot.
The
setting.
Plot. The story is about friendship. That's the plot.
The story is about, it would be the plot.
I'll say plot.
I'm letting Jody pick this one.
Plot.
I'm going out on a limb and say theme.
JW gets a point. So, yeah, it's
my
the
bad.
Theme.
That's what
but
you
no,
get
I mean,
to Jody.
You think so? What is Clara Barton's claim to fame? She sewed the first American flag, B, founded the Red Cross, or C, invented the Raggedy Ann doll?
It's not the flag.
It's not the flag.
I'm going with the Raggedy Ann doll. That's just a...
Guess.
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 shot, because I know it's not the flag.
Claire Barton.
Isn't that the woman that killed her daddy with an axe? No, that's what's that song?
I don't know who that is.
No, you don't know?
Borton. You know, oh, they had a song about it. You know.
Lizzie Borton.
My bad. Okay, yeah, now I know.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
I think we went with a Raggedy Ann doll.
I'm going with the Red Cross.
That's what I was going to say, Red Cross.
All right, gentlemen. Summer school usually starts at 7, but there is one more.
Okay, one more question.
What ancient city is considered the birthplace of democracy? Rome, Athens, or Babylon?
Athens.
Well, that's got to be Athens.
That's it. Yeah, everybody got that one.
Political science.
Man, we can't thank you enough for coming up in here and visiting with us and giving us some of this information on hogs, the predator animals out there, and the safety stuff for water. That's... You think you can come back and visit with us every now and again? We try to keep an open mic policy here, so we'd love to have you in.
I got one more thing I got to add if we have time.
You're going
sure.
Ahead.
Okay. So coming the spring, all the fawns are going to be – or all the deer are going to be dropping their baby fawns.
What's he laughing about?
So if you go out to your pasture or if you're walking around and you see a baby fawn that's laying down,
leave it alone.
Don't touch it. Once you touch it, the mother's not going to mess with it. But – the mother's got to go eat too, so she leaves the baby deer there, and the baby deer is going to leave there and sleep. Just don't pick it up, call, and think it's abandoned. Promise you, the deer is going to be just fine.
Okay. You started laughing. I thought he was fixing it.
We get probably about literally 20 calls a week about
that. When the fawn crop starts dropping, our phones start ringing off. Well, it's an orphan deer.
No.
How do you know it's orphan?
What time? When's that going to be about? Around spring time.
It'll be April, May.
Yeah.
As late as first part of June.
That's important to remember. We'll make sure to put that out there.
Yeah, please. Just leave them be. They'll be just fine, I promise.
And JW and I are going to want to do a ride along. We can work that out.
Yeah, we're working
it out. All right, guys.
All right. Thanks. Y'all have a great day. Be safe, gentlemen.
We'll do.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.